What's the hottest ticket in the nation? There might be some music stars and sporting events near the top of the list, but a tour of a lettuce field may be one of the toughest to get. Today's broadcast brought to you by the Agrigold Giants. Check out the latest hybrids that are towering over the competition at agrigold.com. If you eat a salad with your next meal, there's a good chance most of the produce came from here.
Yuma County grows 80% of the United States winter vegetables. Lettuce, head lettuce of all types of leaf lettuces, romaine, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage. Most of it comes from Yuma.
Bobby McDermott served as a district conservationist for 36 years here in Yuma County, Arizona. She can tell you plenty about the area's agriculture.
We have 22 lettuce coolers here in town, and they're used for all of the vegetable crops after they're harvested. The field trucks bring the produce into the coolers, which bring it down to about 45 degrees, and then it's held until it's shipped out.
What is harvested usually goes out the same day.
We also have 10 salad plants. Those salad plants need 2 million pounds of head lettuce per day, per plant.
This is big business, but a family business.
Our farms are owned by second, third, and fourth generation farmers. We don't have what would be called corporate farms. When the produce industry comes in the end of summer, what they do is they've leased a farm for 6 months to grow their produce crop. Then they turn it back to the owner of the farm.
One of the hottest tickets in Yuma is to take tours of the fields. The tickets usually go very quickly. Agritourism has become an important way to share the story of one of the nation's most fertile farming areas. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by Agrigold's Giant Hybrids in Yuma County, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.